Live Abroad This podcast. I'm your host, Johanna, and this podcast is all about motivating young people to live their best life abroad. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 4. I am super excited to be recording this episode. Today is going to be just me sitting with you guys and talking with you. I'm not having any guests today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this episode is going to be all about the things that I've learned while living abroad. Originally, there were supposed to be only 10 things, but I've included one bonus thing. So there are going to be 11 things that I have learned abroad. And I hope you guys enjoy that. Maybe that's something new or that you will see a new perspective on things. So maybe that's going to be something new, something that you have never thought about, or it will give you a new perspective. So let's just jump right into the episode and enjoy. First thing I want to talk about is that living abroad is a one step at a time process. It's like taking baby steps and taking small actions. That's what helped me the most. So before I left here to the US, I would start doing day trips, either alone or with friends or with family. Then I would do weekend trips. And then I moved abroad for a summer with a friend. And then I finally was able to move to the US alone for half a year. So I think that's helped me a lot, doing it gradually and not making sure that I don't take like a one big step. Like I just jump from like 0 to 100. That's what I think it was really helpful. Even though I have to say, when I moved to France, when I was 18, it was my first experience abroad. And like before that, I would only travel abroad with my parents for holidays and stuff, or do like school trips. So I didn't do what I'm exactly telling you. So that was really hard for me. I remember the first day I came to France was very hard. I think both me and my parents and my sister as well, all of us were crying because I've never experienced something like that, and I was there for a year, even though then I made it for 2 years. And even though I've seen them every 2 months, because I took a bus to go home every 2 months, it was still a big shock and a big, like I didn't know where I was going, if like the people that I was going to meet were going to be nice and all that. But thankfully everything worked out very well. So I would recommend, if any one of you is planning to do a big move, just start with the baby steps and do one step at a time. It has helped me a lot, especially like coming here to the US overseas, knowing that I've done so many like small trips and so many like experiences abroad I had, has helped me a ton. So this is what I've learned, that living abroad is one step at a time process. Second of all, I wanted to say that I've definitely learned to love my home country. So I've always been one of those people that like commented or criticized my home country, and I was never satisfied with it. I would always find things to complain about, either it was political system, education, or like economy, or just like mentality or things like that. And yeah, I was never satisfied with it. And it wasn't until I left that I've realized how beautiful our country is. And whenever I would meet people that like really like foreigners abroad, they would really love their country, I was always trying to listen to them. It always like develops. So whenever people would ask me like, what's the popular Czech dish, or what's the tradition that you have back home, you actually like remember that those things that seem to be like everyday, like just like normal things, like traditions, like Easter, Christmas, or any other holidays that you have, and like traditions and like food, anything that's like popular for your country, maybe even music and all that, it's not outside of your country. Like you can't find it anywhere else, even like products in the stores and all that. So you start to miss those things that have been in your life until now, and like you don't have their name anymore. So whenever you go back from your experience abroad, you are like, the first thing I have to do is go to a store or go to a Czech restaurant and all that. And also whenever you are in abroad and you are like celebrating, for example, traditions, you are always like replaying in your head. I was always replaying in my head like how we would do it back home, how I would do it with my family and with my friends. So yeah, definitely I've learned how to love my home country. I miss like the Czech food. I miss traditions like Easter. Also our traditions like for 1st of May. Yeah, all kind of things that are like so small, even like the public transport and all that. I kind of miss those things. The third thing that I've learned is that every country has its goods and has its good and bad. And before that, I've actually been very unrealistic and I've thought, I want to live in the US and, or I want to live in France or I want to live in Spain. It's gonna be awesome. There are no drawbacks and everything's gonna be perfect. And it's like the best country to live in. And people there are not like struggling. I'm not gonna have any troubles. Everything's gonna be nice. So yeah, I've definitely realized that we all want to have what we don't have. So, for example, like Europeans or me, I've always wanted to live in the US. And it was like my dream and like my goal. And I've always dreamt about it being like the perfect like destination and all that. And I see here that like Americans, they have the opposite. They would love to live in Europe. And for example, even like guys from Asia that I've spoke with, like from Japan, they would also love to live in Europe. That's a dream for them. So you see, it's kind of, we all want what we don't have and we don't realize that we should be grateful for what we already have. So I think that that's definitely the case. Some things that I really love here is the freedom. It's like unspeakable, because it's an omnipresent feeling that you can do or say or wear or look like anything. No one is gonna judge you, no one is gonna even look at you and say anything, which I love so much. But there are as well drawbacks to this freedom. And what I love about Europe is the social system that like you have in majority of the countries. You have education free, you have healthcare free, somewhere you have even insurance for free. So, and like public transportation is such a big deal in Europe. It's so well developed. So I really like those systems. So every country has its good and its bad, and even every region. So I would say, yeah, it has opened my mind a lot to understand that no country is going to be the perfect, flawless place to live in. There's always going to be drawbacks. So, yeah. The fourth thing that I want to say is that I've learned that no matter how different, people are always the same everywhere. And this is one of the things that I was very naive about as well. I have always thought that people here would be somewhat different. I don't know in what kind of a way or in which sense, but I felt expected it to be different, to be yeah. And also even like people from Japan and like friends that I've here from other like other continents, I've expected them to be different in some way. And like this big difference never came. Like I've never experienced a huge difference in people. So I've never been really surprised by how people act or like what people say and all that. And I think it's just been in my head that somehow I would experience this huge surprise, like huge difference. But no, people are always the same. And like, yeah, people do the same things. People like have jobs, you know, people go to work, people have friends, people talk with friends, people go shopping, you know, all that. It's the same thing everywhere, and there is no huge difference. That's what I've learned. Number five, I wanted to say that the world is small and big at the same time. So this is obvious, but I actually have things that I've learned about that, because I have always thought that the opposite side of the world or other continents, they were unreachable. It's gonna be so far, almost impossible to get there, and I'm gonna be so far from home. And I feel like I'm not even that far from home, even it's like 15 hours of flight. The fact that people here are the same as in Europe makes me feel like I am not that far from home. So I would say in this sense, like, world seems so small, because like, you can, if you set in your mind that you want to live in a different continent, it's definitely possible, and it's not, nowadays it's not an unreachable goal or unachievable goal. And yeah, and however, it's also, I want to say, big, because yeah, of course, like, you are going to have different time zones than your friends and family, so you will have to find out a way how you can communicate with them, which is not always super easy. So also, if you want to send them a package or a letter, it's not going to be the cheapest thing ever. Or if you want to call them, like, with a service, it's not going to be cheap as well. So in this sense, it's kind of big, especially if you want a product that is from home or from Europe and you want to have it here. It's not going to be possible most of the time, or you would have to pay a lot for shipping. Then another thing that I want to say, number six, what other people think of my country. I have learned that there are different views on my country and on Czech Republic. One of the main things was, I've learned that so many people don't even know where Czech Republic is, and I'm not even talking about Americans. I'm talking about French people, for example. And I mean, I get that people from other continents wouldn't know where my country is. I totally get it, because if people would ask me where is a state in the US, where is like Arizona or I don't know, Wisconsin, I wouldn't know either. So I get that, but if we are literally like one country away from France, I don't get how people don't know where Czech Republic is, but that's okay. That's part of learning and like being humble enough to accept that not everyone knows about your country. But I've also learned that people know Czech Republic, people know more of Prague than of Czech Republic. Prague is the main capital of Czech Republic. So if I tell them I am from Prague, they would most probably understand more than when I tell them I'm from Czech Republic. And also, I've learned that so many people still think that that I come from Czechoslovakia, even though it's been 30 years now that we are not Czechoslovakia anymore. Whenever I hear someone telling me that they've been to Prague, I always ask them how they liked it, and every single time it's like a great experience. So that makes me really happy that people love Prague, the architecture and everything, the food as well. Number seven, I have learned that I can be independent and I can do solo traveling. So it's been I've learned a lot of things living abroad, and it's been a lot of like self-development and like growth, personal growth and all that. I've learned how to be independent, how to be responsible and accountable. So I like, if something happens with my phone, I know how to deal with that. If something happens with my SIM card, if something happens with my debit card, or if I need to find a new job abroad, or if I need to find a new housing, like all of that has happened to me, and I would know how to deal with that. Like, and I've already have experience with that. If I need something, I would go and ask people around, I'm not afraid anymore, and if I don't know where something is, I would ask for directions. Like, all those things that maybe you are not forced to do home, you are going to do it outside of your country, and it's going to help you, like, be more independent. So that's great. I love that part, that you grow so much as a person, like, living abroad. And you also learn, like, how to make friends, how to make connections. Number 8. I have learned that pushing your limits is rewarding, and I mean that for sure, because literally if I didn't live abroad, I would have so many like amazing things and opportunities that I've had. I wouldn't have so many great connections, made friends, and so many amazing experiences. So every time I push my limits a little bit more, push my get out of my comfort zone, it's been such a great there's been such a great reward for every step. So if you are afraid of pushing your limits and going outside of your comfort zone, just know that there's going to be a huge reward. You are gonna get so many great experiences. You are going to learn new things, you're gonna try new foods, see different cities. Yeah, it's gonna be such a great reward as well, and you are also going to be like more independent. All that is gonna help you grow so much. Number 9, I have learned that I create my own reality, and this has been my favorite quote for the past couple of weeks. Literally. There are so many, like, living abroad has showed me that there are so many opportunities for me and for others as well that we don't even know about. And, like, you can choose any of those opportunities. Let's say you want to do a degree abroad, you want to have a job abroad, you want to have a company abroad. There are so many things that you could do and you don't even know about them. And I didn't even know about them. Also, living abroad has... I also believe that I create my own reality, because studying in the US and living in the US has been my dream for the... like, since I was graduating in high school. So it's been 3 years, I think. Yeah, 3 years, almost 4 years. And it's been something I've been working on towards for the past 4 years. So I say it took me a lot of time, a lot of money saving, and a lot of, like, working hard time, but it was so worth it. And also, I've learned my lesson that whatever I set my mind to, I can achieve it. So if you think that you want to live in Indonesia or in Australia, and you feel like it's unachievable or unattainable, you are so wrong, because I tell you, you can set your mind to anything and it is possible. You just have to keep pushing in the same direction and learn that failure is part of the process, and every failure means that you are one step closer towards your goal. That's been very helpful to me. Number 10, I have learned how to adapt. I have learned how to adapt so quickly. Sometimes it surprises me, like, I have expected to be, like, homesick here when I came. I have expected to be, like, a week, 2 weeks period of, like, sadness and crying and all that. And that didn't even happen. Like, I was sad for maybe the first day, and then it went away. And before that, I think, I had, like, a 2 weeks period before then in Malta and in Spain. I'm not even sure, maybe a couple of weeks. And in France, I had a long time for adapting. So that has been something that has also, like, developed in me. I have developed, it has improved with every step that I've been. Every journey abroad, it has developed. And it has become quicker. And I have learned, like, when I came to Mallorca, I was there for 2 months, So in those 2 months, I had to be trained for my job, and I also had to, you know, do a very good job because it was full season in summer, and they expect you to perform at 110%. So I had to adapt like super quickly in a week. Or it's the same thing, you have to adapt quickly, and it's just something you're going to learn. It's if it's not something that you already have, it's gonna come, and it's gonna be easier with every step forward. So adaptation has definitely been a big step, even in terms of work, in terms of making friends, in terms of not feeling homesick. And yeah, one thing that really surprised me is now that I'm like a sponge. So whenever I see people here doing a thing that I'm not used to, I don't even realize that it's something new. I just like copy it and do it as well. Like I repeat whatever I see, and I don't even like realize, well, that's something different until I take a moment and like understand that it's not something I usually do. For example, I have learned so many things, like similar things here in the US, for example, that people don't look at each other, don't make eye contact, and it's something I've never done before until I came here, and I didn't realize it until a couple of weeks ago. And then also, for example, things like... And number 11, I have learned that living abroad has changed my life. And I mean that by 100%. I have gained so many experiences. I have grown so much, and I've gained so many friendships. And I have also did a lot of failures. I've learned how to live with failure, and it has never been perfect, and it has never been like... It has, like, living abroad has never been perfect, but it has changed my life so much, and I am heading towards a direction that I want to be heading, and I have learned that it's something I love. It's something I want to share with more people. That's why I'm having this podcast, and it's something that I wish more people could experience. So that's why I invest so much time in doing that. I have learned it's been so rewarding, and I cannot imagine how my life would have been if I never made the first step to live in France. So I would probably never understand how different, complex, and at the same time simple the life is and the world is. And I would just didn't have all the knowledge that I have regarding the world and countries, languages, all that. And I'm so glad. I never regret what I did, and I'm so happy about the decision I made. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I've had a great time recording it and sharing the things that I've learned so far. I hope it inspired you to learn more about traveling and living abroad. If you would like to start working abroad, maybe for this summer or for a year or two, or even move abroad for full time, and you are struggling how to find a job abroad, or you are just curious how to find a job abroad, definitely check out my website, johannak.com/freetraining. Get a 5-day video training. You will receive every day a 30-minute intensive training video with me sharing all my knowledge of finding a job abroad. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will see you in my next one. Bye!